He's heating up! He's on fire! Pulls up, three-pointer. Bang! Bang! It's good! Wins the game at the buzzer!
What's good, Crypto Ballers? Money1834 here, checking in on February 24th, Thursday. That's right, we are recording on a Thursday. It is a road game. We are traveling at the moment, so our audio quality might not be up to par as I don't have my normal recording equipment with me. But yeah, we're recording today because we got to talk about the NFL All Day Marketplace, right? We missed Wednesday's show because we were so wrapped up in trying to get the marketplace to work, and it was a nightmare of a time, but it's closed beta, so it really shouldn't have been that much of a surprise. Well, we had a better run of it today. So we're going to talk through our experiences, what we liked, what we didn't like. Then we're going to have to talk about the NBA All-Star pack drop that's coming later on today. It's two different packs. We got the Elite and the Standard. We've been getting a lot of that lately. And I will tell you this in the introduction, I am not a fan of this drop. All that and more. Cue the music. Let's get right into it.
Just hit a button, Morty. Give me a beat.
Oh, man. Okay. All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have just entered into the realm of the Crypto Ballers, where we cover everything NBA Top Shot, NFL All Day, UFC Strike, Panini America, NFT, and we'll also talk about some other NFT projects as long as we deem it worthy. As stated in the intro, this is going to be a kind of a NFL All Day Marketplace recap, plus we're going to talk about the NBA All-Star Pack Drop coming later today. I'm excited to talk about one of these two things. We'll see if you can figure out which one. All right, so we're not going to waste any time as we are on the road. So we're kind of crunched over here, but we got to do what we got to do. We need to bring the information to you guys. So I want to start off this episode by proposing a question. And I want to know what you guys thought about the NFL All Day Marketplace. Not the totally, you know, chaotic Tuesday grand opening, where there was only a total of 9 marketplace transactions that successfully occurred on the opener. That is abysmal, and I wasted a lot of time trying to make purchases, and I was greeted by nothing but error message after error message, and it was awful. But they kind of, in my opinion, they fixed it. You know, they came back on Wednesday. The marketplace opened up at 1 p.m. Eastern, right on schedule with, you know, what we tweeted when the marketplace was going to reopen. And it was up for about a couple hours, and then we hit a pause, we hit a snag. Now, the first run of it at 1 p.m. wasn't that great. There was a ton of people logging into the website, a ton of people trying to make purchases on the same moments. Everyone was attacking those moments that people had listed way too cheap. I mean, I was right there in line with you guys trying to make those purchases on those moments that were just way too cheap. Last podcast, we actually talked about what some of those moments were, which I feel didn't really help the cases of the masses that were trying to get those moments, because they went quick. I remember looking, and that one awesome thing I really like about NFL All Day, I like even more. I like this feature so much, I wish the NBA Top Shot would adopt it. Is the feature where it's up, the marketplace is updated live, and you can see how many people are trying to purchase the same moment. Now on NBA Top Shot, we do get hit with the yellow little warning at the bottom just saying that there's another person trying to purchase this moment, but on NFL All Day, you can actually see just how many people are trying to purchase that same exact moment, which I like a lot. Now, one of the main cheap moments, or should I say one of the most popular cheap moments, was there was a Kyler Murray 8.5k common. It was a special set, hence why it was 8.5k. and now to 10K. And when the marketplace opened, I was one of about 180 people trying to purchase that exact moment. And it was nuts. Now, needless to say, I was not the one who got it. Somebody else was lucky enough to successfully secure the bag. But it was cool just seeing how many people were trying to purchase the same moment. And it gave you a better idea of like what the current floor is at that time. So another example of this would be, let's just use Ja'Marr Chase for example. So one of his moments, doesn't matter which one. Say it's up for sale for $20 and you can see that there's, I don't know, currently, you know, 15 people trying to buy that one. And then you can scroll down all the listings and you can be like, okay, so the $20 one has like 20 people going for it. But the $30 one only has 4 people going for it. And the $35 one, there's currently nobody trying to buy it. So you can actually see and gauge which moments will be available. And it just made the experience a whole lot better because you can kind of scroll through all the ones that people are currently trying to buy and you can find ones that are popping up. You know, mid transaction, you'll see new listings just pop up. And you'll be like, oh my God, this one just popped up between $20 and $30. Say it popped up for $25 and everyone else is buying the moments around it, but no one's trying to buy this one yet. And it's because it just popped up live. So when it pops up, if you're the first one to click buy, you have a decent chance at least to secure that moment. And I absolutely love it. So please, Dapper, if you're listening, incorporate something like this for NBA Top Shot. I think it would be fantastic. I mean, think about how useful that would be for flash challenges, right? When all of a sudden we know what the requirements are going to be and you need to go get, I don't know, name a player, you know, Garland. You need a Garland and you're trying to buy the cheapest one. How awesome would it be if you could see how many people are trying to buy each one and you can just scroll and pick one on the list, or you can pick one that just freshly pops up and readily available. I think it would be pretty awesome. So NFL All Day, absolutely love that feature. So when it opened up at 1 p.m. Eastern, by about 2 p.m., they ended up shutting it down. Not fully this time, though. It was about an hour, and they said it was strictly just to make improvements to the user experience. And they reopened again at 3:20 p.m. Eastern. Now, we got tipped off to this about 5 hours prior, so I was ready to go. As soon as 3:20 hit, I was in the marketplace trying to make transactions while other people might not have been privy to the information at hand, and maybe, you know, there wasn't as much traffic and you could take advantage of the situation. Now, on the whole, we ended up making 3 sales and 2 purchases, okay? So let's talk about the sales first. Another thing that I noticed is, unlike NBA Top Shot, when you sell a moment on NFL All Day, you don't get a notification. I didn't get any emails about any of my stuff being sold. There isn't like an activity button. You guys know on Top Shot, top right-hand corner, you got the little activity bell, the alert bell. You click it and you can see everything, whether you bought something or sold something or received something. There's nothing like that currently on NFL All Day. So if somebody buys one of your moments, you won't know until you just so happen to look through your collection and be like, hey, this moment's missing. Or if you check your Dapper wallet, you can see that there's a transaction and somebody bought something, but you don't get alerted to anything. So that's something that will change over time. I think it'll change, you know, rather quickly, as I can't be the only person that noticed this. All right, so let's talk about the sales and the purchases and what happened, you know, just to the marketplace. Now that there is a bit of a baseline that's kind of being set right now, as the marketplace is still up and running as we speak. So I was able to successfully sell 3 moments. I sold my Brandon McManus kicker from the Denver Broncos. I sold the kicker moment today. I never thought, you know, if you asked me a year ago if I'd ever sell a kicker NFT, I'd say that you're crazy because I'd never have one and there probably wouldn't ever be one. So in my first pack ever, I ended up getting a kicker and I sold it today, which I was honestly kind of surprised that somebody ended up buying it. I sold it for $12, you know, nothing to write home about, but if you told me that you can get $12 for a kicker moment, I'd probably do that deal 10 out of 10 times. So we sold the McManus for 12. We also sold a Rob Gronkowski. Now, as a Patriots fan, I absolutely love Gronk. He's my favorite tight end of all time. He's arguably my favorite Patriot of all time. But I ended up acquiring 2 of his moments via pack drops since I've been in the closed beta. So I figured I'd hold one and I'd sell off the lesser cereal. So I ended up selling one of my Rob Gronkowski's for $69, which I thought was very fitting, you know, being Rob Gronkowski. So someone bought it for $69 and was very happy about that. And then the very first moment that I ended up selling happened to be a T.Y. Hilton. This was just a regular 10K common. I sold the T.Y. Hilton for $10. Now, I have noticed a bit of a trend, and it's kind of annoying, I'll say. Now, again, I'm only speaking for me personally. You might not see it like this at all, but to me, it bugs me. All the focus in the marketplace seems to be on the all-day debut badges. Now, we know from NBA Top Shot, badges are kind of king. You know what I mean? Like, you get a rookie that has a quad badge, that's going to be, you know, that's going to be very pricey. If you see a top shot debut badge, you know, those, you know, they're desirable to have that badge. Well, NFL All Day has, you know, NFL All Day debut badges, and people are putting a serious premium on those badges, but the premium isn't on any of the rare moments. A lot of the rare moments are not selling for anything close to what we thought. They're going for a fraction of what the moments were listed for when listing and delisting was an option, not purchasing. But when you can just list and delist, they're seriously going for a fraction of what people were listing for. And there's a couple reasons why this could be, okay? There's a lot of rares out there that don't have any badges on them, which, again, at the end of the day, it's still a rare moment. It's still valuable, but people are really favoring badges now. That could change. We'll see what happens there. Another thing to keep in mind, okay? Now, I'll give you guys an example of this, okay? Joe Burrow has his 10K NFL All Day debut badge, and he also has a rare 1.2K moment with no badges. Right now, his 10K debut badge moment has a lowest ask of about $350, okay, for a 10K. That's a lot for a 10K. 10K is the largest mint size we have right now, so 350, I thought that was kind of surprising. The 1.2K badgeless rare Joe Burrow has the lowest ask of about 450. That's a $100 price difference in what? An 8.8K mint size differential? That is massive. That's a huge mint count difference, and the price differential is... It just doesn't make sense to me. Now, again, one of them has a Top Shot debut, an all-day debut badge. The other one is badgeless, but, you know, it's a rare. It's way more rare than the common one, so the fact that the prices are that close, it kind of drives me a little crazy because I don't understand why that's the case. Like, I get it. One has a badge. Ooh, like, that's fancy. That's awesome. But the other one's a rare moment. But we know from Series 1 of NBA Top Shot, the debut badges are some of the most expensive, most valuable moments on that platform. So I get why you'd want to have the debut badges over here in Series 1 of NFL All Day. But I feel like the rares across the board, Joe Burrow, that was just an example. There's other players out there, their rare moments, they're just being totally disrespected. Now, I've gotten this question a ton on Twitter since the marketplace has been live. A lot of people don't know what to do about the rares. Do you sell it at a very low price point, or do you hold it? Now, I don't want to tell anyone what to do with their money, okay? This is not financial advice, although I do like to give my personal takes on what I'm doing in the marketplace. I'm out there with you guys. I'm looking at it like this, okay? Right now, the marketplace is open. That's great, but we are still in closed beta. We have another wave of users coming in now, and then eventually the marketplace is going to, and NFL All Day is going to open up in general, and we're going to have a lot more users on the website. All right, NFL, the National Football League, is a truly massive sport. So there's going to be a lot of people that are coming in that aren't in here right now, okay? We're going to have a lot more people getting injected into this platform. And when they do, that's going to bring in, you know, an injection of Dapper Balance. And it's going to bring more eyes to the platform. There's going to be more fans. So right now, your rare moment might not be selling, you know, for what you want to, you know, a niche group of people that are going to get into the closed beta. But when this thing goes public, there's no reason why, or there's no reason to think that the moments would stay at the same price point. If you're bringing more people in, more fans of the game, they're going to want their guys. If there's a rare moment that's going for about the same as a debut badge, there's people that are going to favor the rares. It's just we're not seeing that with the people that are in here right now. So, you know, so I look at it from a standpoint like the reinforcements are coming to the marketplace. It's just we need to wait for this thing to go live. So if you don't want, or if you feel like your rare moments are being undervalued, you don't have to sell them right now. You really don't. You can just hold it and just sit back and watch and, you know, wait and see what happens. There's nothing wrong with taking a wait and see approach, especially with, you know, a market that's very unstable at the moment. I have three rare moments myself. I think I only have one of them listed. I delisted the other two because the price point got to a point where I was like, this moment is worth more than this. Okay, maybe the people aren't seeing it yet, but I truly believe that the rare moments that I have are worth more than what the current lowest ask is. So I delisted my stuff and I'm gonna wait and see. However, I do think it's a good idea to go out and try to grab some of the NFL All Day debut badges of the players you like or players that you feel are going to be valuable, because the prices right now are fluctuating like crazy. But all in all, I've been having a blast with the NFL All Day Marketplace. It's a lot of fun. I have several tabs up on my phone at all times. I have them, you know, set up with filters of players that I want to collect and some players that, you know, are really valuable that I'm hoping to see someone list something at too cheap of a price point, and then I'll go try to snipe it. And, you know, like I said, having it be live and seeing the new listings pop up and how many people are trying to purchase it, it's a really good sight to just leave up on your phone when you're at work and just have your player up, have the exact moment up that you're trying to, that you're in the market for, and just watch and see if new listings pop up. And if you look over and you see one pop up at a price point you like, click the buy button and you have a chance to get it right there. Like, there's no refreshing. You just watch it live and you can watch how many people are just flocking to a specific moment and how many are trying to buy the same one. It's a lot of fun. I enjoyed myself just sitting back kind of watching these moments just get absolutely swarmed on. But, you know, $10, $15, $20 down the list, there was like one person buying in that bracket, and it's like, yo, like what is going on here? So all in all, NFL All Day Marketplace, rough start for sure, but I'm personally having a blast with it. I do think that, you know, the floors on moments is going to continue to shift, and it's going to take another dramatic shift once the marketplace opens up. So don't sell if you're not comfortable selling at the price points you're seeing right now. No shame in holding it and seeing what happens when we get an influx of users. All right, let's change gears here and let's head over to the blacktop. Let's talk briefly about the NBA All-Star doubleheader pack drop we have coming today. Now this, oh man, I'm not even going to front. I really don't like this drop. I don't like it one bit. And I think the reason why I don't like it, it might not make much sense to you, but I'm kind of nostalgic to how the All-Star and Rising Star drops were handled in 2021 as opposed to 2022. So if you've been in the NBA Top Shot realm for a while, the way that it was handled back in 2021 was it was its own drop. So it was a NBA All-Star drop. I believe the price point on the pack might have been like, oh God, I mean, it was a year ago. It might have been like $199. I think it was $199, or it might have even been like $249. I don't remember exactly. You can go back and check. But yeah, so it was an expensive pack, but it, you know, it was guaranteed to have a rare moment. Now, there wasn't a lot of packs available, but if you were lucky enough, you know, and the Q gods were in your favor, you were able to get the rare pack. And you were guaranteed a rare moment in it that was serial numbered up to 2021 to match the year. I always thought that was a little cool detail that NBA Top Shot uses. So, you know, you'd get a rare, and then there was always the challenge that follows, which, you know, that hasn't changed. There's going to be a challenge for this year's 2022 All-Star Moments. But the thing I don't like is that they are doing this drop, you know, the mixed bag that we've been seeing. So instead of getting an All-Star rare pack, you're going to be able to get the All-Star Standard or the All-Star Elite. So the Elite, as you guys know, nothing's really changed. It's going to be $49 a pack. The Standard will be $19. But unlike the last All-Star 2021 pack we had, where it was an expensive pack with a guaranteed rare, we're back to playing the lottery yet again, just like we've had for Rising Stars and, you know, the game recognized game. And I just find it so frustrating. I liked it when there wasn't a lot of packs available. You had to get lucky enough, and if you got a good spot in line, you knew you had a nice come up on your hands, and you were going to be able to get a nice profit off that rare. And now, it's all odds, and they're just really not in your favor. So this is how they're doing it for the Elite Drop, okay? You guys know the drill. There's going to be five moments in the $49 All-Star Pack. You're going to get four commons for sure, and then you're going to have a 79.8% chance of getting a common limited edition, which is going to be a Rising Stars moment. So this will be the third Rising Stars set, I guess you can call it, the third, you know, iteration of Rising Stars. This time we're going to be, if you collect all the moments, there'll be a challenge, but it'll be a LaMelo Ball this time, which is really exciting. You guys know LaMelo Ball is one of the pricier guys on the platform. But what we've seen from previous Rising Stars challenges seems like the floor for these is about 130. All right, we've had a Cade Cunningham, we've had a Evan Mobley, and now we're getting LaMelo Ball. LaMelo Ball will have no badges attached, unlike those other two gentlemen. So we'll see if it's more or less than, you know, the current leader for Rising Stars challenges, Evan Mobley, which last I checked had a lowest ask of about 195. Will LaMelo Ball be more or less than that? I think that'll be minted about the same, you know, roughly around the 9 to 10K-ish mark. So we'll see what happens with that. But anyways, that's not what I'm worried about. LaMelo Ball challenge, that's awesome. But the rares, this is what it's about. So you have a 19.7% chance of getting a rare from the All-Star pack. 19%. The way they did it in 2021, yes, it was harder to get a pack, but if you got one, it was 100% chance. This one is easier for you to get a pack at $49, but you got essentially a 20% chance of getting one of these rares that are numbered to 2022. Now, the reason why I'm extra salty this time is because the rare challenge, guys, is going to be a fucking LeBron James. You guys know if LeBron James is a challenge award, those requirements are going to take a very big spike, and you're going to be feeling great about it. Well, you're not guaranteed to get a rare anymore if you get a pack. Now, if you get a pack, you're playing the odds. So you have a 20% chance to get one of these rares, which will be a requirement for LeBron James, and it gives a serious advantage to those that are going to be getting airdropped the elite packs. But those of you who, you know, you have the 10K collector score and you can only get one of these packs, you're just going to have to go fingers crossed and hope that you get lucky enough to possess one of the rare requirements. Now, don't get me wrong. All of the rare All-Star moments are sick. All of them are really awesome. All of them, you know, are definitely collection worthy. But when you talk about LeBron James Challenge Award, if you're not going for the challenge, I can't justify not selling the requirement, because it is going to be at an all-time high for value once the challenge goes live. It's just, I might kind of sound old man here, you know, get off my lawn type stuff, but I just don't like how, I was hoping that there was going to be a rare All-Star drop separated from the Rising Stars. I don't like how it's kind of mushed together into one pack. I did the research, I spoke to some people, I can't say who, but I was able to confirm that there will not be a separate All-Star 2022 rare pack drop. This is it. All the rares are going to be split up between the elite and standard drops. There will not be a rare 2022 pack drop, which for me, it was devastating. I was so upset. And again, I want to know if you guys agree with me or if you like this format. Yes, you can get this moment, you can get a rare moment at a cheaper cost if you're lucky enough, and then you're talking about like a really big come up, as opposed to spending, I don't know, $250 on a rare pack and getting the rare moment guaranteed, or you could get it out of a $49 pack. So I see the upside to it. I just don't like how there isn't going to be its own drop. I like the All-Star drop as a rare. I don't like this format. Not for this drop anyway. I don't have a problem with it with some smaller sets. Like the game recognized game, like that was cool. I didn't mind that at all. But for this one, I'm not a fan how they're mashing two different sets into one. You have the Rising Stars and the Rare. I don't like it. If it was split up and they had an All-Star Rare drop separated from the Rising Stars 3 drop, I feel like that was the way to go. That would have been perfect. That would have been amazing. But the fact that they crammed it together, I'm not a fan of it. If you are, though, I want to know. And if you agree with me, I also want to know. So feel free to at me on Twitter at CryptoBallersTS. I'd love to hear from you guys. Now, with all that being said, I will be lining up for the Elite drop because I often don't miss drops. Even if I don't agree or like how it's formatted, I'm still going to line up because there is that 20% chance you get a rare moment in it, and that'd be great. Or you're more than likely going to get a Rising Stars, which will be a requirement for LaMelo Ball. Maybe you want to complete the LaMelo Ball challenge. That'd be great. Maybe LaMelo will demand a higher price point than what Mobley and Cunningham did. And maybe your Rising Stars moment might be worth, you know, a pretty penny. I mean, who knows? So let's move over and talk about the standard side, because the standard side this time is a I really don't like the odds. So as you guys know, the standard only comes with four moments, and there's a 61% chance all four of the moments you get in this $20 pack are going to be 60k CCs, which is absolute worst case scenario. Now, the last Rising Star standard drop, I went all in. I bought five of these fucking packs, five of them. And I got one Rising Stars. I had four packs of just four 60k CCs, which was very frustrating to say the least. But I'm also kind of on this journey to get the 350 trade tickets to get a Series 1 pack, or at least line up for one. So I wasn't overly upset because, like, hey, like, I just got a ton of trade tickets. So, like, at least I can use them for a goal, a path that I'm currently on. Although I will say NFL All Day Marketplace opening up kind of did hit me with a little bit of a setback, as I've been wanting to move some Dapper around to make sure that I'm all set over there on the NFL side. Anyway, I digress. So I went all in, bought five packs, only got one of the damn common limited edition Rising Stars moments, only one out of the five packs, which really sucked. Now, coming over here to look at the odds, like I said, 61% chance you're going to get that exact pack of four 60k commons. There's a 34.4% chance you'll get a Rising Stars moment in the pack. All right, not great odds at all at 34%. And this is where it really sucks, is that the chance of getting a rare is 4.4% chance. That is very low. Needless to say, the odds are not in your favor. So it almost feels like if you don't get lucky with the $49 Elite pack, and again, if you don't have any airdrops coming and you can only manage to get one of the $49 packs, that's going to be tough to get that rare. It really is. You need to get lucky. I almost feel like they kind of made it so it's like, all right, the Elite side, you guys are going to be the ones trying to go for the 2022 rare moments. And the standard side, you guys are kind of going for the LaMelo side. So it almost feels like it is divided in a way, but you don't have a guarantee of getting a rare. So it's almost like they kind of wanted to do it in two separate drops, like I suggested, like I wanted, like I feel like a lot of the community wanted. But they mashed it together, but I feel like it being mashed together, it just kind of murks it up. And I don't like what they did this time around. And again, I could be wrong. I might be the only person that sees it like this. I really want to know from you guys if you agree with me or disagree. And if you agree or disagree, I want to know why. All right, but we know that Rising Stars 3 is going to be a challenge for LaMelo Ball, which is great. And we know that the rare 2022 is going to be for a rare LeBron James, and is going to be his game-winning mid-range shot in Cleveland. That is going to be a very expensive moment. So fingers crossed to everyone listening out here. If you're not listening or following on Twitter, then you shouldn't be getting a 2022 rare out of your pack, okay? This is for listeners and followers on the Twitter only. Fingers crossed that we all can manage to pull a rare from the pack drop, whether it's Elite or Standard. Man, and before I go, we need to get like a petition started for everyone that completed the game recognized game. You know, such a unique set. Kevin Durant handpicked every single guy in every single moment and gave commentary on every single moment. And he's even the Challenge Award, so he's in it himself as well. And you'd think that with Kevin Durant's NBA Top Shot ties, you'd think that there would be some perks for being a set holder of a game recognized game. It's like every time a pack drop comes and I see like which sets are getting the airdrops, I kind of have an expectation that the Kevin Durant curated set that he came up with isn't on the list of sets that would get an airdrop some packs. Maybe I'm a little biased because I am a set holder of Game Recognized Game, but I still feel like they should get some kind of love. Like, it's fucking Kevin Durant, guys. Like, what are we doing here? All right, that's going to do it for this road edition of Crypto Ballers. Hopefully you enjoyed the show. Please leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. Also, if you haven't checked out the mobile prop play app Prize Picks yet, I urge you to go ahead and do so. They just added second half of season future props, and it's all broken down into categories, which has been a lot of fun. I've made several of them already. Like, you could do, you know, players for, you know, 25 plus points a game, and the line is how many games that they're going to go over or under the line. And I told you how many games they have remaining. A good example of this is I got Joel Embiid at 13.5 games of scoring 25 plus points. The 76ers have 22 games left. Will he score 25 plus points in 14 of the 22? He's currently averaging 29.5 points a game. So it definitely looks like that's a good play. I am a little afraid, though, because I did use that prop in a couple lineups. I am a little afraid because James Harden's going there. So is it possible that Embiid's points per game drops from 29 to like 24? It's possible. But Embiid's so dominant, I took the over on that. But there's also double-doubles, triple-doubles, games of 10-plus rebounds, games of 10-plus assists. So there's a lot of different futures you can mix together. You can do a 5-player that'll pay out, you know, 10x whatever you put down. You can do, you know, a 2-player. So it's a lot of fun. I'll leave a link to the website/app below in the podcast description. If you want to check it out, if you use that link, use promo code CryptoBallers, all one word. It'll get you a 100% deposit match. All right, guys, thank you for checking out the podcast. We are out of here. I'll catch you guys on Friday.